And now, over the pond we hop. Simon Marks is there. Simon, I've missed you.
I've missed you too, James. How are you?
Well, there's a huge hole in my show and it's shaped like Simon Marks.
Well,
a lot of people have commented upon this because, of course, the skipfire of American politics has calmed down somewhat, but there's a flare-up again today. In a nutshell, Liz Cheney is facing defenestration from her senior role in the Republican Party for the unforgivable crime in Trump's world of telling an unassailable truth.
Yeah, and I think we should pause just to reflect on how remarkable this is. As you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, she is Republican Party royalty. She is one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney, a man who back during the George W. Bush administration was widely perceived by his opponents to be the Prince of Darkness, yes, as extreme as American politics could get. But how little did we all understand of where the Republican Party was going to head? Liz Cheney is the number three in the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives. At least she is for just a few more hours, because the cardinal sin that she committed last year was concluding that Donald Trump did indeed commit an impeachable act by arousing conspiracy theory believing supporters and inciting them to riot on Capitol Hill, the insurrection, the raid on the congressional building on January the 6th. That, in the former president's book, is unforgivable. The emperor in retirement, or rather in his post-presidency at Mar-a-Lago, has responded with a thumbs down. And so today, Liz Cheney is to be defenestrated by Republicans in the House of Representatives. She will pay the price for her treachery towards Donald Trump. And all of this indicates the extraordinary position that Donald Trump continues to occupy within the Republican Party firmament. He is far and away the most potent voice, and it's worth taking a listen to the impassioned speech that Liz Cheney made on the floor of the House of Representatives last night, absolutely indicating that as far as she is concerned, it's not just a question about the future of the Republican Party that is at stake. It is a question about the future of American democracy. Take a listen.
Today, we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. Every one of us who has sworn the oath must act to prevent the unraveling of our democracy. Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar.
Let me interrupt briefly. I mean, again, what one reflects upon what's happening here. Presumably, the people that are about to vote to oust her know that she's telling the truth, but they also know that huge swathes of Republican support believe Donald Trump's lie, and if they want to secure those votes, if they want to hang on to those votes, they have to go along with the lie, which means they have to attack the person who's telling the truth. Even as I say the words, I can't quite believe it's happening.
Yeah, no, that is exactly where we are here now, certainly as far as Republican politics is concerned. I think it's worth underscoring that she said in that speech that she is concerned that the president could incite fresh violence, yes, in the United States. So potent is his influence over those 74 million people who voted for him. You know, Democrats would love everyone to stop talking about Donald Trump. I had one reporter yesterday on Twitter telling me, you just need to stop talking about him after he issued a statement backing the voter ID proposals in the UK and saying once again entirely falsely that voter ID laws can prevent the United States from never again having an election that was rigged and stolen from him. But, you know, much as it would be lovely to hear no evil, see no evil, say no evil, I mean, the reality is he's there exercising massive influence fence over the Republican Party. That's why the Republicans' leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, has absolutely caved to him on this particular issue. It's why Liz Cheney is about to be defenestrated. And whether or not Donald Trump seeks re-election himself in 2024 in the presidential election is kind of almost irrelevant. Sure. He is the Republican Party's kingmaker today.
Joseph Goebbels, I think, at this point in proceedings, merits a quick airing. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. I'll leave you hanging on what the next bit is about. The lie can be maintained only for such time as... Simon Marks, lovely to hear your voice. Absolute top dollar coverage, as always. We should do this more often, given that the situation in America, as you've just perfectly explained, seems unlikely to return to any resemblance of normality anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.